Children. Basel, Switzerland, July 2nd, 1886. Dear children, Sabbath day I spoke to a goodly number from this text, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. I spoke to the church with great plainness of our dangers and perils, of being in no better a condition than were the Jews. They had great light, and were favored with many privileges and spiritual advantages, and did not respond to these, but were full of forms and ceremonies, but destitute of vital godliness. I then presented before them what were the fruits of true godliness. I called for those who wished to come upon a higher plane of action, to be not only hearers, but doers of the word, to come forward. All in the house responded, and we had a solemn season of confessing and seeking the Lord. In the afternoon I spoke again from Colossians 3, verse 12 to 17. I exalted the standard, and impressed upon those who were connected with the work of God the necessity of their being Christ-like and doing the words of Christ. If those now engaged in the work are not Christians in the Bible light, they will be no blessing to the office, but a curse. There is some deep feeling here now. Some have been in a very low state spiritually. We have been gone to Italy and to Tramelan and other places, then 6 weeks to Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Brother Whitney has been to Nimes and to several places. They have not had much labor. I have now consented to engage in a series of meetings in the morning for all the office hands and as many of the church who wish to attend, 5:30 in the morning, and will speak to them about 20 minutes. We will have a social meeting. Thus gave them instruction in short talks, as I have done in the morning meetings in general conference. I see that there must be greater efforts made to bring Christ into the hearts of the workers. There should be in our offices of publication special seeking of the Lord to know His way and for His grace to be able to resist the enemy. He will come into our institutions at times like a flood, and it seems that He would sweep everything before Him. But earnest supplications to God in faith will bring heavenly angels near and is the only defense we can have against the wily arts of Satan to entrap and destroy. The simple fact is, we have most precious, wondrous light, which we do not improve, showing by our lives we think we are well enough off as it is. Christ is knocking, knocking at the door of our hearts with no answering welcome. Come in and abide with us. The love of Christ is not abiding in the soul. When hearts yield to the demands of God's commandments fully, there will be distrust of self. There will be an earnest yearning of spirit for divine enlightenment. Tumultuous passions will be quelled. Sin will be hateful to the soul. Jesus will be exceedingly precious. Has the truth been lodged in the soul? Is that mind that dwelt in Jesus dwelling in our hearts? Is the law of God our guide? If so, heavenly peace will be in the soul. There is peace with God and joyfulness of spirit. Then every true Christian will be seeking the best good of those connected with him. I see and feel deeply over the condition of our people. I long to speak to my American brethren. I am addressing the workers in the Berrien office. I am addressing you in stirring words to attend to the soul's interest. Now is your time, your day of opportunity and privileges, to be a missionary for God. Let all with whom you associate see that you fully believe the truth, that you are seeking daily for perfection of Christian character, that you are a channel of light. You will meet with rebuffs. You will have to pass through conflicts. You will see and realize envious feelings, jealousies, hatred. But this is no more than Christ received. and only prove yourself to be obedient to God, and then let the conflict come. Stand firm. Be true to Him who has bought you by His. Remainder missing.